Lewis Carroll and the Brothers Grimm can step aside. A new children's book author has come forward. This past week, Madonna, a pop singer previously known in the literary world for her photo essay Sex, published The English Roses. Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz says the impresario, best known for Material Girl, is strangely well-suited for the task.
Madonna, a children's book author? It seems like just yesterday that she was running around in a bra that looked like two Concords coming in for a landing. Still, I guess I should have seen this latest career move coming. After all, as Jamie Lee Curtis, Katie Couric, John Travolta, and countless others have shown, writing a children's book is every celebrity's birthright. There isn't an A-lister alive who doesn't dream of being the next Dr. Seuss, only with better abs. Some children's book purists decry this trend. Perhaps they fear that the rapper 50 Cent will be next, publishing a book called Ho Dog Ho. While most children's book authors have to rack their brains to remember what it was like to be a child, celebrities need no reminders. It's the life they lead every day. A child, for example, is engaged in a near-constant quest for attention. So is a celebrity, the chief difference being that a celebrity is wildly more successful in this quest than a child is. While a child may stamp his feet, hold his breath, or scream at the top of his lungs to get attention, a celebrity will pose naked, create a fragrance, or even date Justin Timberlake to achieve the same end. Children like to play dress-up, donning and shedding capes, tutus, and eye patches as the mood strikes them. Similarly, celebrities capriciously change their appearance on an almost daily basis, often with the aid of Botox or liposuction, or in the case of Cher or Michael Jackson, an entirely new head. Finally, children believe that they can be anything, a ballerina, say, or an NBA player, regardless of whether or not they have the talent. The same is true of celebrities, and I don't think that there's any harm in that. If Madonna wants to be a children's book author, Sir Paul McCartney wants to be a painter, and Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be governor of our most populous state, well, I say we should let them go ahead and try. After all, it's only a phase.
Later today, humorist Andy Borowitz appears on stage with Woody Allen and Steve Martin at this weekend's New Yorker Festival in New York City.